This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to give you a little bit of an encouragement. I know a lot of you are in a situation where it's been very, very dry. All of New England, all of New York, New Jersey, it's just been terrible. And with the long weekend, if you want to go apple picking, you better go now. And I'm not kidding. You better go tomorrow. You may be getting a little bit of rain like we are here now. Nothing much, but I went apple picking on Friday with my son Patrick and my beautiful granddaughter Katie. And we had a great time, but I left there and I was almost in tears. It's been so dry that the pick-your-own apple orchards, you walk down the rows and the ground is covered with apples. And I'm going to bet that at least 80% or more of the apples have fallen from the trees due to the lack of rain. And the apples themselves are smaller than they've ever been. In fact, I picked some golden delicious and red delicious apples, and they stood 3 inches tall and 2 inches wide. They look like a dwarf. I don't know what's happened, but you walk down the row and you can hear the apples falling from the tree. So, Monday, the weather's good. Go pick your apples now, because in the next couple of weeks, they're going to be all gone. It's that bad in many places. And we were on the North Shore of Boston when we went. So just be aware of it and pick your apples now. There's no peaches. There's no plums. There's no pears. They came into bloom ahead of schedule due to some nice warm weather early in the year. 3 days in a row in the high 70s. And then they had 2 nights that went down to 18, killed all the flower buds. And between New England, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, they lost 70% of all of the fruit that could have been made. And on the news this morning, they were talking about upper state New York and the Finger Lakes. And the grape production is down by 40%. So if that's something that you go and you pick, then get it done sooner or later, because there's going to be a shortage. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chris from Cape Cod. He's got a question about weeds.
Chris from beautiful Cape Cod, where it's always beautiful. Good morning.
Good morning. I purchased some of that cleanup, and I was just wondering, is it too late in the season to put that down?
No. Cleanup is a wonderful non-selective weed killer. So everything that you spray, it will kill, but it's a product that's not absorbed through the roots of a plant. It has to go on the foliage. And as long as there's no rain in the forecast for a day, right now you're right on the edge. So if you've got poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, you got to get on it now. Your Japanese bamboo is in full bloom. And if you've got to get the cleanup on it now so that it can be taken down to the root to really hurt that plant for next year. And things like bittersweet, perfect time of the year to kill bittersweet if it's becoming a problem, or any weed is a problem. But it's not something for the lawn because it's a non-selective. It will kill grasses as well as broadleaf weeds.
Now, if I have ivy growing up trees, if I sprayed it on the trees, would it kill the tree?
No.
Oh, good.
No. The only way it can get into a plant is by hitting the foliage of that plant. So if you've got poison ivy or English ivy and it's getting out of control, bittersweet, and it's climbing up the tree, spray the foliage with the cleanup, and it will be absorbed into the foliage, taken down to the root, and it will kill it. If you spray it on the tree, which you will, it cannot get into the tree, only through the foliage.
Okay, great.
Anything else we can help you with?
No, that's it. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Now, if you've got some great big vines and you spray it and you see that they die, it could be a combination of the cleanup and the end of the year. So in the spring, go through your wooded area with a pair of loppers and cut the vine that's climbing up the tree. If it's dead, get it out of there. If it's alive, get it out. And then it will sucker from the base of the plant. And instead of having one or two stems coming out, you may have eight or nine. If you hit the foliage when it's less than a foot with the cleanup, it will kill the entire plant. So hit it now, and if it survives, hit it in the spring, and goodbye.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice holiday weekend, and hopefully this misty rain we're getting, and tomorrow will be a good day to go apple picking while they're still available. And believe me, when you go apple picking and you see what's underneath the trees that have fallen, it'll bring a tear to your eye, because those people have worked hard, and they're going to have a tough year, really a tough year. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rich from Massachusetts, and he's got a question about the stuff he did over the summer.
Okay, Rich, what did you do during the summer, and how can we help you out?
Yes, Paul, good morning. Thank you. I have been planting a type of tomato for the past 45 years, and I would get quite a few tomatoes. It's it resembles Burpee's Big Mama, but actually it tastes better, I think, and fewer seeds.
Yep.
This year, having had the problems with the wilt and so forth, I tried your Agrifos. Worked great. No problems with the wilt. However, I didn't get any, well, I got maybe three or four tomatoes per plant. Mm-hmm. The tomato plants grew very large, covered in blossoms, but the blossoms didn't set fruit.
Okay.
Well, maybe it was due to the hot weather, but friends of mine were able to get fruit from their plants. I'm wondering, should I have been pruning the tomato?
No, you shouldn't have had to prune the tomato. If you see that that is going to start to be a problem with the early blossoms next year, there's a couple of things that my dad always did, and it really amazed me. Tomatoes are pollinated by the wind, not by bees.
Right.
So what he used to do, twice a week, he took out the leaf blower or the lawnmower. And he drove the lawnmower near the vegetable garden where the tomatoes were and let the wind come out of the lawnmower to blow down the rows of the tomatoes to agitate the flower to help with pollination. He did the same thing with the leaf blower. And the tomatoes that you're buying during the winter that are grown in the greenhouse, they actually shake the plant every morning to stir it.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. When we were at a gardening trade show a couple weeks ago, we picked up a new client that will be promoting his products for several reasons, called Dr. Earth. And Dr. Earth is one of the top organic fertilizer, potting soil, insecticide, fungicide, and weed killers that are all organic. And what I liked, and one of the reasons why they are with us, they belong to the CDFA certification organic, which is a pristine group of very few companies who qualify to sell products that are all organic. They are also OMRI certified organic. They add to all of their products microbes, over 100 strains of microbes, and all of the ingredients are GMO-free. They have a kelp meal, a bone meal, a blood meal, an alfalfa meal, a fish meal, and a bat guano fertilizer. And they are all GMO-friendly. So when you're out and about, if you're looking for a fertilizer for your plants, look for Dr. Earth. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pat from Cape Cod. She's just got a quick question about some grass seed.
Hey, Pat, good morning. How can we help you with the grass seed today?
Good morning. Yes, I was wondering about the name of that grass seed company that you announced at the first part of the show and the telephone number.
The name of the company is Pearls, like a string of pearls, premium grass seed.
Okay.
They're based out of Massachusetts, and they have been working for over 10 years to develop this blend that instead of growing like bluegrass with a root system 3 to 6 inches deep, these seedlings that they produce will go 3 feet deep in the soil. So they don't dry out as quickly. They're very slow growing. So the days of mowing your lawn every single week in the spring, you change that to every 3 to 4 weeks. The days of feeding your lawn 4 times a year to get a good grass, you feed it 2 times a year. And right now they're having a sale on this grass seed because this is the time to plant. The phone number is 508-653-0800. And if you say the code is Paul20, they'll give you 20% off the grass seed.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I'm sure you won't be sorry. I've seen it in people's yards, and it is absolutely wonderful. It's a dark green color, but the main thing is it cuts your maintenance in half. And if you're paying somebody to mow your lawn every week, you can now say to them, cut it every other week. So your bill is half the price. How can you beat that? And
I can't beat that.
Yeah, and you don't have to irrigate as often, and you don't have to fertilize as often. So it's the best of all the new seeds. It's a Massachusetts company, and they are selling grass seed in the lower 48. So from Florida to Maine, Maine to Washington, and Washington to California, and everything in between. And they have blends for each part of the country. So give them a call. Tell them you listen to the show. And tell them, Paul 20, and they'll take 20% right off the cost of your seed. And best of all, there's no annual. It's all perennial seed. For weeks now, I've been telling you about natural alternative organic mosquito, tick, and flea control. Well, folks, here's the latest news on getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks. Natural Alternatives' parent company, Natural Lawn of America, has been treating lawns for 30 years now. These professionally trained technicians can treat your property to get rid of mosquitoes safely. The service is called Mosquito Ranger. It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the outdoor spaces right away. If ticks are a problem, ask for Natural Lawn about Tick Ranger for tick control. Mosquito Ranger and Tick Ranger are pet and kid friendly. So if you like the convenience of mosquitoes and tick services, call our good friends at Natural Lawn of America at 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5484.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And if you'd like to receive our free email newsletter, go to paulparent.com. Top of the page, click on sign up, put in your email address, click on submit. And if you want to see what the newsletter looks like, go to the archive, which is just below it, and they're all listed by the week. Just click on last week or the week before, and you'll see what comes in the newsletter 52 weeks a year. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mariana from Boston. She's got a question about her hedge.
Mariana, good morning. How can we help you with your hedge today?
Good morning, Paul. I have a big, long, maybe 60-foot hedge, and I have weeds growing in the bottom of it. And I'm wondering, is there anything that I could spray on it that would not harm the roots of the hedge?
Okay.
Pretty established.
What kind of a hedge is it? Is it
it's
evergreen?
It's a privet, yeah.
It's a privet hedge, okay. Now, whatever you use for a weed killer, if you spray it on the foliage of the privet, then you're going to burn that particular branch, and you could lose some of the lower leaves on your privet hedge.
Okay.
So, what I would do is this. If your privet hedge is beginning to shed the foliage, but the weeds are still looking good, then you could spray the weeds with an organic weed control product that will not be absorbed through the roots.
Oh, okay.
It's only absorbed through the foliage.
And not the branches.
Right. So if you get it on the branches and there's no leaves, no problem.
Okay.
If you get it, if you want to kill some vines that are growing up a tree, for example, and you spray it and it lands on the tree, it's not going to hurt it because there's no foliage to be absorbed into.
Oh, okay, great.
So that would be the way to go. Now, Boneide has an organic weed control that you can spray on. Dr. Earth has an organic weed control product that you can spray directly on the foliage, and it will kill it on contact. And what they use is a combination of vinegar and other types of herbs that will burn the foliage and knock it right out. Also, BioSafe has a weed killer, and it will kill grasses as well as broadleaf weeds. So the organic industry is really beginning to do some headway right now. So
Paul, I've used organics on my rock driveway, and it does kill the foliage, but then it doesn't kill the roots. It doesn't seem to kill the roots. I've used salt and vinegar, and I've bought things as well. I'm wondering, will those kill the roots as well?
Yeah, the BioSafe weed control I've used. And I use it on my back patio because I had weeds coming in the cracks.
Uh-huh.
Sprayed it on a nice day where it was like 75 degrees out. And goodbye, they were gone, and we haven't seen them all summer long.
Okay. All right.
BioSafe is a company that started, probably 20 years ago. And they concentrated on fish ponds, and they manufactured products that you could use to take care of algae and slime in a fish pond. And from there, they went to the yard, and they've developed a full line of disease control, insect control, and weed killers that are all organic.
Great. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
I thank you, and you have a great holiday.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeanette from Massachusetts. She's got a question about our burning bush.
Jeanette, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I was just wondering, I have two burning bushes, and they've gotten a little out of hand. What would be the best time for me to prune them?
That is such a great question, and I enjoy giving the answer. When I went to UMass, the Stockbridge School of Agriculture, back in 1968, I was coming home for spring break in March. And my dad called me, and he said, before you come home, could you ask your teachers when is the best time to prune back burning bush and how much? He said, the ones that are planted on each side of the front door are getting really big. The mailman is getting wet every time it rains, and he told me if I didn't prune it, that he would just throw the mail on the front porch instead of putting it in the mailbox. So I asked my teachers, came home, and I said, Dad, let's get the loppers out. And we took a burning bush, two burning bush that were 7 feet tall, 5 feet wide. We cut it down to 3.5 feet tall, 3 feet wide. My mother came home, and I thought she was going to kill us. And my dad looked at her and said, I just did what Paul told me to do, so don't blame me. I said, thanks, Dad. So we fed it with some plant tone fertilizer. The new growth came out. It grew about 4 or 5 inches. And every year, then my dad would prune it to keep it to that size. But we cut it back tremendously. We cut it in half in mid to late March. And it looked like just sticks. But it came back beautiful, and it never looked as good as that.
Very good. Thank you. I was just wondering, too, when would be the best time to prune a primrose? I have a purple and a pink one, and they've gotten rather tall.
A primrose?
I think it's called primrose.
Is it a shrub?
No, it's a tree, and it has pink flowers and purple. I have one that has pink flowers, one that has purple flowers.
Okay. Any kind of a flowering tree, whether it's a flowering crab, a peach, a flowering cherry, a flowering pear, the time to give them a good haircut is when the flowering cycle is over, because the trees come out with blooms and then they make the foliage. So let them flower, because if you prune it now, you're going to take all the flower buds off and you won't have anything next year. So let it come into bloom and then cut it back by as much as a third.
Well, very good. And what about a rose carpet? I didn't have very good luck with it blooming much this year. I guess maybe the dry weather.
Yeah, roses require 3 to 5 gallons of water per week per plant.
Oh, wow.
So the one thing that I found in hydrangea, because of the drought, hydrangeas get such big leaves that at the end of the day, the plant, like, collapses and it wilts. So I added a product called Soil Moist, and it looks like rock salt. You take a crowbar, you go a foot away from your hydrangea or your roses, jam the crowbar in the ground about 6 to 8 inches. Make 4 or 5 holes, depending on the size of your plant, and put a good pinch in each hole. And I mean a real good pinch. Then take the crowbar and push it in even further. Fill it with soil and water. And the soil moist granules will expand 200 times, and it's like jello in the ground. The roots grow into this gelatin type material, and it takes the water as it needs it. It shrinks, and then when you water, it expands again, and it will stay effective in your soil for 5 years. And I'd be willing to bet that you have seen soil moist and you didn't even know it. The product was first developed to put into babies' diapers. And if you were to take a wet diaper, pull that lining apart, you're going to see it looks like jello in the layers of the diaper so that they don't leak. And it's a wonderful product for a sandy garden. And then, as you said, for the types of plants that you have, roses that require a lot of water and hydrangea that require a lot of water.
Oh, very good. And do you think we should lime an apple tree right now or in the spring?
I would do it now. I would do it now. That way it has all fall that remains. And during the winter, to work itself deep into the ground to the root system of the plant to help to neutralize the soil so that the apple tree will be more productive.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. So I would just sprinkle the lime around the trees and we should be all set.
Yeah. Now, how big are your trees?
About 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall. I would put probably 4 or 5 handfuls of lime around each of those trees. If you've got lilacs, put it around your lilac. The only plants that don't like lime are blueberries. So keep the lime away from blueberries. They like it acid. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food store.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Vincent from Cape Cod. He's got a question about composting and another question about overwintering.
Vincent, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Paul, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Okay, two questions. I have a question on overwintering knockout roses and a Sephoricosa miniature, or I should say smaller, English boxwoods. I like to overwinter them outside.
Right.
I don't have a garage. I have a foyer, but it's not that big. So I've done it in the past, but last year was a very serious winter, and I lost some of them. So what do you think I should do as far as exposure, east, west?
Okay.
I used to put some grow up over them. So I need your advice.
Okay. The first thing I would do, you want to keep them outside until Thanksgiving. And then around Thanksgiving, you need a day where your temperatures are going to be 40-plus degrees. You're going to spray your plants with either wilt-proof or wilt-stop. Take the plant, turn it upside down, mist with the product the underside of the leaf to plug up all of the pores with a pine pitch solution. And then stand it up and spray the top of the plant. And that will seal the plant to prevent moisture loss during the winter. And I do that on roses, and I do that on the blue hydrangea, especially on the buds of the hydrangea. Okay? Now, being that you don't have a building where you can keep it, what you want to prevent is the plant warming up during the day and cooling off at the end of the day. So, what I've done in the past, and I've had very good luck, on the back of my house is shade all day. I have shrubbery planted, and I take all of those plants and I put them between the house and the shrub. The house blocks the wind, and the shrubbery blocks the wind. And that way, there's less dehydration. You're getting shade so that the plant stays frozen. Once it freezes, it doesn't thaw and freeze. And it's sheltered, and you're going to get snow that's going to go on there. They will provide the moisture, and they'll do very, very well. One year, I decided maybe I should give them a little bit more protection, and I did the wilt proof on it. I put them down, and after Thanksgiving, I covered it with pine needles. Well, that turned out to be a disaster because the mice or the voles or whatever got into it and used that mound of pine needles that I was using for protection as a home. And during the winter, they ate the plants to the ground. So now I just take the potted plant, I put it up against the house for protection, and between a shrub and the house. If you don't have any shrubbery planted there, then what you could do is drive some tomato stakes in the ground and then run a piece of burlap from stake to stake to create a barrier for the wind. But because the burlap is porous, if it gets warm out, the heat can escape through the burlap. And you can buy burlap by the yard at a garden center, a feed and grain store, hardware store. So, no food. Put them up against the house with either a shrub or a wall of burlap. And you're all set until springtime. And that way you don't have to worry about rodents. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Have a great week, everybody. And go apple picking now.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.